First of all, we'll kick it off with the preview of the Jericho Cup program. Joining me to do so, Harry White. Harry, good morning.
Morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How do we find the Jericho Cup program?
It's not a bad-looking card. I mean, obviously, went to bed with a good four surface, woke up with a heavy eight, so I had to do a bit of rejigging, but I like the look of it. I especially like the look of the feature.
Yep, it's going to be a really entertaining contest. The Jericho, be tough work for them up the hill a couple of times in the wet conditions, but no doubt it'll be an entertaining spectacle. We get the program underway on the heavy eight with the three-year-old maiden over 1,400 metres. Opener is clear of any scratching. Swift Shore is the favourite at $2.50. Typhoon Moon, $2.90. They both come through the same race. Ballotiara, $3.60. Warren Leary at $8. Cosmo Rock at $18. The debutante Dawn Colours at $31. Who are we siding with in the opener, Harry?
Well, we're not exactly spoiled for choice to kick off the card, but Swift Shore and Typhoon Moon, as you said, come through that same race at Track and Trip last start. Both are on debut, both raced back and closed off strongly. Typhoon Moon had the quicker burst in the straight, but then Swift Shore worked through his gears and ended up getting past Typhoon Moon. There was a big difference in the market between the two that day, featuring Swift Shore, who I'm leaning the way of on top. But it'd be an interesting watch. Two on top of five. Bella Tiara has a big finish on her. I like that they're kicking off straight over this trip, this prep. I just thought recent jump outs were only okay. And then number six, Juana Leary, has been freshening in sports blinkers. She's next best. 2-5-3-6 for me.
2-5-3-6 from Harry on with two. Swift Shore had to miss the closing effort on debut. Just going to split Typhoon Moon and Swift Shore with Bella Tiara. I think out to 1,400. She's handled wet ground before. First use of the track, it's not going to be as chopped up as maybe it will be later on in the day. But I think she can run a bit of a race first up. Typhoon Moon closed well with Swift Shore there on debut. And then six, Juana Leary. 2-3-5-6 in the opening event on the program. Race number two is the Michael Shanahan maiden plate over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 7, 8, 9, 11 and 14. Declan Bates picks up the ride on number 18. The rider for 16 is Michaela Lawrence. Topping the market here is 11 Be Amazing at $4, a Laughalong at $5.50, Turak Playboy 6, Excelsior Star 7, $9.50 Trenson, Wincham Voyage at 10, Maisie Motion at 11, Best of the Rest, Blue Knacker at $21, Harry.
I think you've skipped the race ahead, Brendan.
I skipped a race ahead with the market there. That's the issue. Sword of Freedom is the favourite for the second. $2.50. Johnny Angel, $3.40. Zoudini, $4.40. Mr Dynamics at $5.21. Cardina.
I am going with the Lindsay Smith debutante Zoudini. He's jumped out very well, reads well on his pedigree page. His DM Valkyrie Diva loved it wet, so here's to hoping he does too. Thought the danger was number one, Johnny Angel, resumed gelded for a new stable, ran well, finishing second to subsequent Saturday winner Corner Pocket. He's been okay on soft going and trialled well on heavy in the past, so happy to suggest he gets through the ground. Sword of Freedom just went too hard first up as favourite. Maybe back and trip the blinkers off may help, and a horror draw has been negated somewhat with all of those scratchings. And then number four, Mr. Dynamics, resumes, goes in as next best for me, 6-1-5-4.
6-1-5 and 4 from Harry. I'm going with the Sword of Freedom. Just going to forget that first up run over 1,400 metres. Blinkers come off, completely overdid it there. Comes back to 1,200, was exposed to soft ground in New Zealand. I think Sword of Freedom, if he relaxes a little bit better, he could be winning to beat the stablemate Zoudini. Was more than holding his own in a really strong jump out at Mortlake in the lead up to this. Johnny Angel, a solid Victor Boo, covered a stack of ground and beat the rest soundly and running second behind Corner Pocket, and then throwing in Silkstream number 12 resumes, has been placed on heavy ground previously, and it might be a bit of a factor. 5, 6, 1, and 12, the roughie in race number two. Race number three on the program, the market you have, Be Amazing, is the favourite there ahead of Laugh Along. This is the Banjo Patterson handicap over 1,700 metres. It's a benchmark 58. Scratchings here are 7, 13, 17 and 18. Dean Yendel goes on to 15. Rider for number 16 is Michaela Lawrence. That's the one we were after. The favourite here, Be Amazing, it's got some pretty good wet track form, Harry.
Yeah, Be Amazing is definitely a top hope here. I'm just going for a bit of value in number eight, Trenchant. He only got collared really late in the race over the mile at Terang after leading throughout. I thought it was a pretty good run. It's placed in three or four runs at Track and Trip. That could also be a bit of a gripe. He's a bit of a serial place getter, but at the price, we can play each way. Do concede there is a little bit of a query about him on heavy going. But yeah, let's have a crack. Be Amazing. Bit of a tricky draw, but she should be going forward. And is a win in 2 seconds this prep, which reads well. The track now very much plays in her favour. She loves it wet. Laugh Along Race wide last start on the back of a debut maiden win prior. She draws better here, so hopefully for a bit of better luck. And number 14, Champagne Fridays, one at massive odds I could make a case for. So throw her into your exotics if you're playing that way. 8, 11, 5, and 14.
I'm going with number 11 here in Be Amazing. I thought was solid enough behind Shoot for Coomer at Bairnsdale. Won well at Traralgon the run prior to that and onto heavy ground. Plays right into her heading zone. She's placed in all three runs on the really wet ground. Winsome Voyage I'm putting in for second. Thought did enough fresh and can improve off that run there at Warrnambool. Run on wet ground in handier three-year-old races throughout the winter suggests that he handles it well enough to be close enough here. 14 Champagne Friday giving a chance definitely might be the big improver over ground and onto the really wet ground, and then 5 Laugh Along, 11, 4, 14 and 5 in race number 3. Fourth event on the program. This is a benchmark 64 over 2,000 metres, and there are no scratchings from this event. Kissinger is $1.80. Noble Heights at $6. Paramuse Boy at $7. Printmaker 13 with Missile. Kissinger Harry comes through a race behind Parade at Flemington, whereas the second favourite is coming off a maiden win here at the Bull.
Yeah, look, no surprises here, Brendan. I think Kissinger's definitely the one to beat. It was a good winner, two back. Was absolutely massive at Flemington in that race you referenced. Over the trip, race wide throughout, only to stick on and get done by a length. Parade ran well yesterday, too. Does have to carry an extra 4 kilos, even after Laura Lafferty's claim, but I just think he'll have these covered. The danger, if there is one for me, Paramuse Boy's been closing off well in his races, makes his way up in trip. Fourth up now, he's the one that'll get back but get the last crack at them. Noble Heights does have upside after a maiden win last start. Then I thought Printmaker's been racing pretty well this prep without winning and gets the winkers on again. 1, 5, 12 and 7.
1, 5, 12, 7 from Harry on with 1 Kissinger. Best bit of the day for mine. Run at Flemington was huge. Smashed them on a soft 7 here at the Bull prior to that. Lumping 61.5 on that occasion. Was really impressive in doing so. And the form stands up through Beret. That all ties in nicely with the form around the Ballarat Cup and the like. Should be too good for 7 Printmaker. Has been going along okay, but doesn't run a bad race on heavy ground. Paramuse Boy will appreciate the wet ground also. Out to 2,000 metres, wasn't far off to Kumi last time out, and then Noble Heights, number 12, who bounces off a maiden and has to take the step up here. 1, 7, 5 and 12 in the fourth event on the program. Race number 5 is the consolation for the Jericho Cup. It's over 4,065 metres. There are no scratchings here. Rider for number 6, Feltonius, is Clayton Douglas, replacing Kim McCarthy, who was duly engaged. And the favourite is Wolftone, number 3, at $2.90. Legless Nick at $3. Karakoram, $3.60. Then Ventura Highway, 10. Only a Mother, 11. Who do you like here, Harry?
I found it quite hard to split those top three in the market, Brendan. You've got Karakoram and Legless Nick coming through that same 3,850-metre race at the Valley. Both were okay. Honestly, they didn't seem a lot between them. And they clashed at Echuca over 2 miles beforehand. Again, not a heap between them. Siding with Legless Nick on top, probably not a race I'd be jumping out of my skin to bet into. Karakoram in for second. Then Wolftone, who raced wide throughout last start, so best to be forgiving. He was in the Jericho this time last year. Does look a main hope in this race. Definitely wouldn't talk you out of a bet there. And then I've put Only a Mother in as next best. 4-2-3-1.
4-2-3-1 from Harry. I'm going with Wolftone here. He's been on heavy ground 7 times. His last 2 runs on heavy, he just didn't get through it at Ballarat there on National Day, which it was absolutely bottomless, and he didn't really take much part there. And then he went to Kyneton and won over 2,800 on a heavy 8. If you were lining these up, if it was a hurdle race over 4,000, he'd be the favourite by a long, long way. And if he can bring some of that hurdle form that he showed us through the August and September and earlier on in the winter, I think he'll be winning this Wolf Tone. Going to put number one, Only a Mother, in for second. He's had a light preparation, but he has run well over ground before, and just trusting the training methods of Simon Wild that Only a Mother is going to be rock hard and fit for this. Five Ventura Highway I'm putting in for second. Doesn't mind it wet. Was runner-up in this race 2 years ago. You know he's going to get the trip. And then maybe two Karakoram. Just a little bit of a query over Karakoram and Legless Nick when they really tick out to the back end of 4,000 metres. I'll side with two just ahead of four. 3, 1, 5, and 2 for mine, though, in the Jericho Consolation. Fillies and Mares, Benchmark 70 is up next. Race number 6 on the program. Small field here. Favourite D-keeper is the Scratching. 8 Start and Last comes out as well. So a rejig to the market with 5. She's a Witness holds the call at $2.25. Uptown Lola 3.20. Damascus Moment 6. Due Course at $9 and $10 for Ron Ray.
I'm going with She's a Witness. Resumes has looked good in a couple of jump outs leading into this. She's unbeaten in 2 first up runs. The form around her reads very well. Mrs. Beckham, Palmy, Kira May, that's a few horses she's been racing up against and being competitive. Nicely weighted after Michaela Lawrence claims 3. Maps to go forward. Just that query now that we're on the heavy going. But I think that she's the best horse in the race. Uptown Lola is chasing a hat trick. It's hard to knock that winning form. Damascus Moment won this race last year, but was race fit and had won 2 races prior last year. Goes into it this time around first up. Due Course in as next best, but just those top 3 I'm playing around in the first leg of the quaddy. 5, 3, 4, 7.
5, 3, 4, 7 from Harry on with 5 as well. She's a Witness. She's unbeaten fresh. The claims are help. Ground's the only concern, but she just might be the best horse in the race and be able to get away with it. Uptown Lola was a super win at her hometown cup day. She'll get through the wet okay. 7 at Due Course. This is its first look at really rain-affected ground. And 4 Damascus Moment, who resumes. 5, 3, 7, 4 in the first leg of the quaddy. We move on to race number 7, another small field here. This is the charge of Bathsheba spread over the 1,000 metres. It's over the 1,000, as I mentioned, a benchmark 74 and 8 of the scratchings here. Paul's Regret has been crunched throughout this morning into $1.90 now. Glenferry Girl 3.40, Aloof 4.60, The Last Napoleon 7, Mr. Reckless 31 with Bonnie Sensation. Who do we like here, Harry?
I'm glad that Paul's Regret opted for this race rather than running at the Valley yesterday. I think it's a great race for her. She flies fresh, has form around good horses. I don't think the trip's too sharp. And if you go back through her form, you can see that she struggled to draw a gate last prep, which meant she just had to go back. Do not at all be surprised to see her more prominent here. Gets through the ground. Aloof in for second, back in grade suits. She's placed in 2 or 3 runs here and loves it wet. Glenferry Girl won at Track and Trip last start. It was a weaker race. Narrowly beaten prior here in 64 grade. And then maybe The Last Napoleon in for fourth. 6, 3, 7, 2.
6, 3, 7, 2 from Harry. Carbon copy here, Paul's Regret. Likewise, I was really happy to see her come out of this. Her jump out was solid. She didn't have a great deal of luck last preparation, and her heavy track runs have been good, and she hasn't had a great deal of luck in them either. I think Paul's Regret will be winning this. To beat Aloof, ran well on wet ground behind Meteorite at Sale going back 2 runs ago, and then was just run off his legs there at Cranbourne on Cup Day. 7 Glenferry Girl loves her home 1,000 metres, and the Last Napoleon, best of him, is in it, but he might be a little bit better second up. 6, 3, 7, and 2 from both Harry and myself in the 7th. The Jericho Cup, the Hamed Paints Jericho Cup, is a feature race, number 8. It's a benchmark 90, but the highest rated horse in the race is a 70, 4,600 metres, up the hill twice. Emergencies not required. Will Johnny's the favourite at 3.40, Frenzied 5.50, Damble to 5.50, 9.50 Golden Flag, Matas at 10, Jaquila at 12, Dar Deputy at 14, and Alienated a $17 chance. This is going to be a bit of a spectacle, Harry, and it's going to be tough work up the hill twice in the heavy ground.
Yeah, it's a really good addition of this race. I'm going wide in this leg of the quaddy. I've got Will John on top. I just think he's had a faultless prep leading into this. I liked how he won at Ararat last start over 3,800 metres. Obviously, 4,600 is a new beast. He's yet to race with high weight, but he'll be forward in the run, should get his chance, and gets through the ground. Golden Flag made good ground in the same race as Will John, is proven over this trip, having finished second in this race last year. Frenzied gives weight to the field, but was a good all-the-way winner at Canberra last start. And Alienated, I'm throwing in, as I am a few others, in the quaddy leg too. It's a difficult race. I've gone 5, 12, 1 and 4. Could make cases for a handful of others.
5, 12, 1 and 4 from Harry. I'm going with number 5, Will John. I think this has been a long-range target for him for some time now. He was tough at Ararat. He gave away weight to Matas at Gawler and was just touched off there over the last little bit. He was solid. I don't think he'll have too many problems with the 4,600 metres. I might like to see him over a little bit longer and maybe a few obstacles in front of him in time to come if he can go on and beat them soundly here today. Golden Flag's in for second for myself as well. Ran a blaze to three quarters of a length last year. Not sure if he really wants it into the heavy range. If it was drier, might be a little bit more in his favour. But he'll be there and he'll run one mighty race. You know he's going to get the trip, which I think is going to be important today. Dan Buller, I thought, was good at the valley up on the speed, and then Alienated ran fifth in this race last year. He just ran a really muddling race at Moonee Valley last time, but he's placed twice his prep over 3,800 metres. He gets out to 46, just stretches him, but he's not going to be too far away, and he might be the one running on at the end. 5, 12, 2 and 4 for mine in the Jericho. On to race number 9, the final event on the program. This is a 64 over 1,400 metres. It's been knocked around by scratchings. Runners coming out of this one, 3, 5, 8, 9, 10, 12 and 14. Unfair to Smithell is the favourite at $3.10. Valley of Hearts, 5. Fabian Spirits had support this morning into $5.50. La Crime is $6. Tough Vic, $6.50. Who would have thought at 8 out to $9 pre-decade and Enumerate, 19.
Unfair dismissal for me, Brendan. Fit and flying, handles all racing surfaces, slightly back in trips, no worries. I'm not fazed by him having to carry 4.5 kilos extra due to the drop in grade from last start. Race smashed by scratchings, as you said. At a price, well, a bit of a price, a fair price, he's my best of the day. The local Valley of Hearts is the danger for mine. And my only other runner in this quaddy leg for insurance, Fabian Spirit up in trip on rain-affected track, will prove advantageous. And then Tough Vic has to try to do it with 65 kilos. Goes in as next best for me. 4-6-2-1.
4-6-2-1 for Harry. I'm going to go with Fabian Spirit. He really runs a bad race and he gets through the ground. I think that's going to be in his favour today. He was wide and back at Ararat there on Cup Day where it wasn't that easy to make ground. Full run fair dismissal in for second one well at Mornington. Went well on wet ground against some strong opposition through August and September behind the likes of Cash for Diamonds. Approach discreet, then wasn't beaten all that far by Shayu at Flemington in September when fresh into 1,400 metres. Valley of Hearts forgetting the Moonee Valley run, likes it wet, and then maybe who would have thought gets his first look at some really dry ground this afternoon. 2, 4, 6 and 7. It's going to be an entertaining day's racing from the Bull as it will be from Traralgon for the Latrobe Valley Cup. But Harry, your best value quaddy and play of the day for Jericho Cup Day.
Look, I think obviously the best bet is Kissinger, but just because the horse is so skinny in betting, race 9, number 4, unfair dismissal is worth a bet for me. Value, race 3, number 8, Trenchant at double figure odds. Quaddy, 3, 4, 5 only in the first leg. We're trimming up the second leg with numbers 3 and 6 only. Wide in the Jericho Cup, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 and 12. And then I'm trimming up the last leg to keep the percentage amicable, 4 and 6 only. Play of the day, bit left of field, Dean Yendall to win the Jockey Challenge at $7.50.
That's a nice little bet, but and the two races that he misses out on. So hopefully the jumps jockeys share it around and he doesn't lose too many opportunities. Best of luck today, Harry.
Thanks, Brendan. You too.
My best, I'm going to go with Kissinger, short but sweet. I think he'll be winning race 4, number 1. Value for the day, well, it was value this morning with the scratchings and a little bit of restructure of the market. It's dissipated now, but race 9, number 2, Fabian Spirit. For the quaddy, first leg 3, 4, 5 and 7. Second leg 3, 6, 7. Third leg 2, 4, 5 and 12. Bring it home 2, 4 and 6. Play of the day, going to have a go with the early quaddy Quaddy. First league 1-5-6, second league 1-2-4-5-11-14. We'll stand out Kissinger in the third league, bring it home with 1-3 in the Jericho consolation. Pretty keen that Wolftone can do the business there. Joining us on the line from racing.com is Ben Ascari. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
How are we on this Jericho Cup morning? It looks a really entertaining program.
Oh, it does. I'm very much looking forward to the day. I think it's a good betting program. I was a little bit surprised by the heavy track. I think there was 8 to 15 forecasts for the meeting, so it didn't surprise me that it was rain affected, but I think the 21 mils is a bit more than they were expecting to get there. But what it won't impact is the horse that you like, and is the one I think is the best bet on the program, in Kissinger. And, you know, I don't normally like tipping them at $1.80, but I think this horse probably deserves more of a $1.50, $1.60 shot. It was just bolted in at the Bull two starts ago on wet ground, and probably was the run of the race at Flemington last time out, wide on a fast speed. It was in a race that otherwise dominated by those horses off the pace. So, yeah, I'm with you there. I think Kissinger's going to be really hard to beat in the best of the day. Race 4, number 1 at Warrnambool.
Yeah, particularly when the second favourite's bouncing off a maiden win and there's Ballarat Cup form around Kissinger.
Yeah, no doubt. He just ticks every box. And I was sort of wondering when the markets went up, what am I missing here? It was a 2.30 chance. There's something that something must be wrong here. I have to do the form and have a look. And no, I think $1.80 is more like it, but I still think it's slightly over the odds.
Who do we like in the Jericho?
In the Jericho today, I'm with Will John. My confidence is tempered a little bit by the conditions. I think he gets through all conditions, and the heavy's a little bit inconclusive given his heavy track run was over a shorter distance. But I just think maybe he's at his best on dry ground, but the Mar stable's got him absolutely peaking towards grand final day. He thrashed the likes of Alienated and Golden Flag last time out at Ararat. Britannicus was in that race as well. And, you know, I think Alienated probably should have beaten Dan Buller with a more aggressive ride at the Valley, so that ties in well for Will John. I do think you can make a case that Matas is value. You know, I did beat Will John on soft ground a couple back, was heavily supported at the Valley, and was just too bad to be true. He's out of the race, but forgive that run, she can win. I think you've got to throw a Golden Flag in your quaddies because he's the only one that has seen the distance before, and he was just hitting the line nicely last time out. Star Deputy started favourite in the race last year. He was galloped on. I think we can forgive that run. He's won on heavy ground, and the two heavy track failures were, there were other reasons. I don't think it was a track condition. So he's won at a price I'm going to be including in the quaddie as well.
Good to hear. Have we been able to find one at a little bit of a price outside of the quaddie leagues maybe?
Yeah, it's not my top selection. I'm going with Excelsior Star on top in the race, but the horse I think is big value and given the conditions, is worth a little each way bet. Is race 3, number 14, the Champagne Friday.
Yep.
It was okay second up, but third up should have further improvement to come. And just really, I think the conditions bring her into calculations. And the last time I looked, when I stopped in Colac, she was still $26. So I think she's certainly over the odds at that price and worth a small each way bet in the third race on the program.
How are we going to attack the quaddie today, Ben?
Yeah, there's one leg that I'm going to trim up, and that's the second leg. I'm only going to put in the favourite, Paul's Regret. And also, I think the big danger in the last Napoleon, I think he's a little bit over the odds. He's got the talent. The conditions are a bit of a query for him, but certainly does have the talent. So I'm going 4 in the first leg, 2 in the second, then coming home 4-4. Having a little bit of trouble trying to load up the numbers, but here we are. 3, 4, 5, 7 in the first leg, 2 and 6 in the second, 5, 6, 10, 12 in the Jericho. I've got the favourite and then 3 at double figures in the Jericho, so might be a chance to get some value there. And we come home 2, 4, 6 and 7, like Unfair Dismissal, but putting a few others in there, like Fabian Spirit, who you were making a case for. And a couple of others have some wet track form in that race. But 4-2, 4-4, the quaddie for me. Hopefully, we can have a good result out at the Bull today.
Fingers crossed, Ben. Enjoy your day down at the Bull.
Very much looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.